Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Conney, the play-by-play voice of Atlanta United, is joining us. He's brought to you by Koura Heating and Cooling's exclusive lifetime parts and labor warranty, and joins us in the studio. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys?
First of all, Mike, how was the trip?
It was long. That is a long, long way to get out to Oregon. It's my first time in Oregon. Beautiful out there, by the way. But long trip. Glad to be home. Really big road win for Atlanta United. In the three-year history of this club, I hate to use the phrase signature win. I know that's kind of cliche.
Yeah.
But I think one thing that has been missing on the checklist of accomplishments for Atlanta United in their three-year history is that signature road win. Even last year, if you look at who they beat on the road, I think their best road results last year were draws. Like, they got a draw at Yankee Stadium.
Well, maybe in the playoffs against NYC.
Yeah, that would be in. That's a playoff game. But I'm talking about regular season.
Oh.
You know, so you got a draw against New York City. You beat Columbus 2-0. They were a playoff team last year, but kind of at the bottom. This, to me, going into a building all the way across the country after you just played in a cup final on Wednesday, you beat a team that has aspirations to get back to the MLS Cup final, a team that was red hot at home, and really control the match. Just a really great performance by Atlanta United. I think that goes as their best regular season road win in club history.
And not only that, it's a difference. It's amazing what the difference a week makes in the narrative that has changed for Atlanta United. You're talking about winning the Campeones Cup, mm-hmm. and then coming in, playing the way that they did against Portland. I mean, it feels like everything's starting to come together at the absolute right time for Atlanta United.
Yeah, I agree. And we have to kind of realign where we are in the season right now, because if we're thinking about it in terms of last year, there'd still be 2 months left in the season because mm-hmm. it ended the final weekend of October. Well, this year it ends the first weekend of October, so we're really getting into the home stretch now. And you're right, Atlanta United seems to be playing a lot better as we get into these last eight matches. The one thing I would say to that, Hugh, is I think Atlanta United, since they lost in Seattle mm-hmm. right after the 4th of July, I don't remember the exact date, but it's been a little more than a month. Since then, they're 7-1-0, plus 15 in goals. Their only loss was to LAFC, who I'd love to get another crack at, you know, the best team in the league that I thought they outplayed for much of that game. Importantly, they have scored the first goal in all eight of those games. All eight of those games, they've been in the 3-5-2, which they had to go to after Breck Shea got hurt in Seattle. So I don't know if the narrative has changed much in the span of a week. Certainly compared to this time last month, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been building for a while. And Atlanta United, I feel like every match they play, they get a tiny bit better, a tiny bit better, a tiny bit better. And I would love to see that trend continue, because they have two more very important road matches coming up very soon. And a week from today, the U.S. Open Cup final.
Mike Conney joining us, brought to you by Koura Heating and Cooling, talking about Atlanta United. As you mentioned, two big games coming up for United. Frank DeBoer, he was talking about the narrative, and we were talking about this the other day, about Frank DeBoer and how things change. Suddenly you have a Campeones Cup. You could have a U.S. Open Cup. You're back to first place. I'm just thinking, what could be the thought process on Frank DeBoer at the end of the year compared to what it was, say, a month and a half ago from the fans and you know, from the players and everything that we went through with all this chatter from the team? Was there a meeting of the minds? Was it health? What changed?
Health is a big part of it, absolutely. I mean, and getting Barco back from a long international absence was part of it, too. I mean, Barco missed so much time because he had to play in the U-20 World Cup, and then he came back and got hurt. So, yeah, absolutely, health is an enormous part of it. You got a little bit of a break where Joseph only missed one match, an Open Cup game, because of an adductor injury. So you're really kind of turning the corner in terms of health right now. But one of the things that really impressed me about what they did on Sunday was they missed Eric Rometty, who I think up until Sunday, Atlanta United had not won a game in which he had not played this year.
Hmm.
And you miss Franco Escobar, who's been up and down this year, but is a very, very important player, especially in a 3-5-2 as a right center back. So even the injuries now don't seem to be slowing them down. They just have momentum. Soccer's about momentum and emotion sometimes. You can relate to it playing in the NFL. Sometimes you get on a little bit of a roll. You know, you're down, you win a game, maybe you had to, you know, fight late to get into overtime and win an NFL game. And then you come back the next week and you win again. Then you play on a Thursday night, you win again. Now it really starts to roll and you feel better about yourself. And there's not necessarily like a players-only meeting or anything like that. It just starts to happen. And I think that's kind of where Atlanta United is right now.
And from my perspective, and I know that you get to see the team a lot more than I do, call the games. Do a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
But it feels to me, Mike Conte, on the outside looking in, like guys are starting to believe in what Frank DeBoer is preaching. That's what I mean, and that's huge. When you look at the way that they're playing now, they're starting to believe in the formations. They've had to tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
But it just feels like now everybody kind of understands what everybody else is supposed to be, and they're playing off each other a lot better.
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that they're winning, and winning makes everyone feel better about what you're doing, right? I mean, when you start to lose a couple of matches in a row or you have a result that you don't feel very good about, you start to kind of have that internal chatter. I don't mean within the dressing room. I mean just within your own head. You start to overthink things. And that's one thing that really stands out to me about Atlanta United right now. When you watch them play, they seem to be playing very free, right? Very free-flowing. They don't seem to be overthinking things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the elements of what they were trying to do at the beginning of the season are now becoming second nature to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been very, very fun to watch. It's been fun to watch this develop. You know, last year was magic, okay? Atlanta United, second most points in MLS history in the regular season, pretty much blew through the playoffs, won MLS Cup. That's a magical season. You don't get many of those. To me, what they've done this year, from my perspective, has been more fun to watch because they have dealt with and fought through way more adversity this year than they did last year to get to this point. And sometimes when you have to really fight and scratch and claw, it makes it sweeter when you get to this point rather than when it was kind of coming easily. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense, especially when we were talking about adversity this morning.
And yeah.
You're talking about kids. It makes perfect sense, Mike.
Yeah, so, I mean, I love what they're doing right now. Now, your margin for error is still not very wide. You are in first place, but you're even on points with Philadelphia. So you got to be really careful, especially with this match Friday in Orlando, because Orlando is so close to the playoffs, they can taste it. They've never been to the playoffs before. They are really, really close. It's a big home game for them. It's a rivalry game. They just got embarrassed by Atlanta United in their stadium 2 weeks ago in the Open Cup semifinals. So this one on Friday makes me nervous. It really does, because you don't want to lose to Orlando or draw or something like that and then have all this positive momentum kind of thrown into the garbage can. You got to keep this going.
Yeah, Atlanta United, Orlando, kick at 8 with Mike Conte and Jason Longshore on the call on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guzan standing on his head. Joseph is scoring goals. He may catch Vela for the Golden Boot.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I wouldn't rule it out either, the way he's scoring goals 11 straight games. We see who is Barco back, of course, and playing well. But who is the unsung hero on this team? Hero is the wrong word.
No.
Who's the guy? Is it Miram? Is it Nagby? Who's playing really well that we're not giving enough credit to?
Two players. One who I think is getting a lot of credit is Julian Gressel.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't overstate what he's doing as a right wing back. The work that he's putting in, the amount of running that he has to do. That ball he sent into Joseph, the highlight that we played coming into this segment, that's one of the passes of the season in MLS, to get Joseph in stride at the top of the box and Joseph chips. And Julian and Joseph really have a great connection right now with the service coming from the right from Julian. And it's no coincidence that Joseph has scored in 11 straight games because he's getting that service from Julian. I think a lot of people have given him the rightful credit for that. Darlington Nagby is someone who is just so quietly solid for this team. I think we've started to take him for granted almost. Another man-of-the-match caliber performance for him on Sunday because he has just been so hard to dispossess. He's one of the best dribblers in the league. We knew that. We knew that when he came here. But he just continues to be clutch and reliable week in and week out. And Atlanta United is on this run right now because they have dominated the midfield. And the captain of the midfield is Darlington Nagby. So, He doesn't score a lot of goals, which is why we don't talk about him a lot. But just from the perspective of being that quiet, solid player, he's Atlanta United's Trey Thomas, Hugh.
Yeah,
you don't talk about Trey Thomas, but a solid player. When you don't have him, you notice he's not there and you really miss him.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Look forward to the game on Friday against Orlando. How many times have you been down in Orlando?
A lot. I love that stadium, though. I'm looking forward to going there.
All right, thanks, Mike. Do appreciate it.
Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.